Hello, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on the phone when you called. Sorry about that. So secretary we have, she had told me to call you a little bit later. So, but I'm glad we're finally getting in touch. How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty steady with work.
Okay. Okay. So I heard that you wanted to change packages. Now I'm just curious. I mean, you're almost done with getting the Google Guaranteed up. Why are you wanting to change?
So I'm wanting to change because I don't think I want that service, that exact service, as far as the leads part of it. What I do want is the exposure on Google searches. Jesse, let me finish. So I had a call from one of your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they said that, well, you know, they were offering for $179, just to get me up in the front page. And that's basically all I want. And I don't really want to commit to $500 a month for leads that I probably won't have time to do, and I'll be passing them up, you see, because right now the work is kind of steady. I don't think I need the leads until I hire someone else that can handle more calls, because right now I'm doing change outs, which are usually a day and a half.
Okay.
So anyway, that's where I'm at. And so I figured, you know, it just so happened that Ivan called me right before they were going to call me back, and he explained that they offered something similar.
Yeah,
and
we
so,
did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that's what I'm interested in today.
Okay, so I can get you into, so we do have a couple of different options. I know you're just wanting to be on the first page, but we do have $199 and $299 option. Since the $250 is non-refundable, I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to talk to my boss about how to allocate that. If you want to do like the $199 package, if it would, like, you know, we could put into the $199 and then put the extra $50 into the next month.
Let me ask you, for the $250, what did that get me? So far, I mean,
well,
I obviously have a website now.
Yeah, so the $250 was for the application fee for the Google Guaranteed. So that was the one-time application fee that you never paid again. So that was just to get everything processed. I mean, like I told you before, I mean, Google Guaranteed is really where you're going to see the highest return on your investment. It does give you that exposure on Google, but you do also have the ability to turn on and off your leads. So if you got overwhelmed with work, you would still have
that exposure on
Google.
Now,
let me
stop you, because from what I understand, it's a minimum of $487 a month.
So, okay, let me explain this to you again. So I think all you need to do is the reviews or something. I think the reviews is the last thing that you need to do for your application. Once that's all processed, the first month you would pay $487. That's a minimum for 13 leads. But Darren, that doesn't mean that you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you take on all 13 leads. So basically, let's say you took on one lead it's the 3733, right? You took on one lead after this first month, you paused it, or else let's just say the rest of the leads weren't qualified, right? So the following month you would pay for that one lead and the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month, and then you would just pay back into that 13. So it doesn't mean that you're paying $487 every month unless you're taking on all 13 leads. So you do have the ability to pay for just one lead, pause it, right? And still have that exposure on Google at the very top, right under the search bar, right? So when your leads are turned on, it puts you right at the top. When your leads are turned off, you're still on Google. You're not going to be taken off of Google. It just places you more towards the bottom when your leads are turned off.
Okay. So just because they're turned on, so let me give you an example. So if they're turned on, but I don't accept any leads in that month, how much am I charged?
So if they're turned on and you don't accept any leads, then you wouldn't be charged anything. The things that qualify a lead, Darren, through Google Guaranteed, is if somebody is calling and asking for a price or setting an appointment. So all the calls are recorded through Google Guaranteed. So, if you don't want to take a lead and you have your leads turned on and somebody calls you, it says Google Guaranteed when they call. And then you could just be like, I'm sorry, I'm not taking on work right now. if you wanted to do that. I wouldn't necessarily suggest that. If you're not planning on taking on work, then I would just turn off your leads, right? You do absolutely have the ability to do that. I'm sorry if maybe I didn't explain this well enough, but I mean, really, especially for your industry, Darren, you are going to see the highest return on your investment for Google Guaranteed. It is more about quality than quantity with Google Guaranteed. It still gives you that exposure on Google, with your leads turned on or off. And the great thing, especially for your industry, is when it comes summertime, and you're getting a lot more work or you're wanting to get a lot more work, you can add more leads to, more of a budget for that time period. Wintertime, you can turn off your leads. So you're not paying that monthly price every month, right?
Okay.
It makes it a little bit easier to budget, I would say, for the month.
So what am I obligated to pay per month if I don't accept any leads?
Nothing.
Okay, so my card will be charged. You see, I didn't understand it that way. For some reason, I'm understanding it that I was obligated for the $487. But that's only if I take all 13 leads.
Exactly, yes.
I don't know why I kept... Okay, well then, I don't want to change anything. And
okay.
I apologize. Right. Yeah, Jesse, I apologize. But, I get these people who call me and, they're real smooth talkers.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm going to keep it like that because I just had a good call with one of Angie's leads, which went pretty well. I mean, he ended up being an out-of-towner who had a condo here with renters in, and I was able to get him going.
Oh, okay.
And, it worked out real good. I mean, he paid me right away, when I sent him the invoice, so... I'm looking forward to those, easy. And that's what most of it is around here. It's quick fixes, and I'll take those all day long,
Yeah.
But anyway,
right.
So disregard anything about changing anything. So let's talk about, some of the things on my site I would like to change or get rid of.
Okay, on the website they made for you?
Yeah, and one of them being the services section. It seems like they repeat a lot of things, and I don't know why they're up there, but it starts off wrong. The first bullet point is Pro HVAC in Gulf Shores. It should be Alabama, and then the second bullet point starts off Alabama provides HVAC contractor services. So something that needs to be rewritten I mean, you could look at it and see that it's not right.
Okay, hold on. Let me look it up real quick. Hold on.
But one other thing that and that reminds me before I forget, Angie's List had sent me a badge, to put on my website. And we tried to go to this page and drop it in, but we don't know how to do that. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's just something that says approved and screened and approved. And it's a badge that they give all their contractors evidently after the first successful call.
Hold on, I'm trying to see there's a ton of notes and on your account, so I'm just trying to find the URL domain name so I can take a look at what you're talking about. Hold on one second. Unless you just have that right in front of you.
Name is prohvacgolfshores.com.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so this is the site they made for you? I really like it. I think it looks really cool. So you just want to change some of the services because you think it kind of repeats itself. That's what you're saying?
Well, I don't know if that's like that for a reason, because there's obviously a lot of repetitive phrases in there, but I mean, it's no big deal, but the way it starts off, if you're looking at the first bullet point in services, it should be all one paragraph. It looks like they separated it. You see what I mean?
If they just put
Pro HVAC in Gulf Shores, Alabama provides, you see, they separated it like it's two different bullet points, but that just needs to be corrected. And then what I would like to add is the fact that I do generator repair. I'm certified with Kohler generators, residential generators, and I would be willing to take on some generator work. So how can I add that? I think I've already added a picture of my certification to the site. I know I'm not good with the pictures.
Did they tell you how to change things with your website? Because with our sites, we give our clients the ability to change anything they want to them at any given time.
I will absolutely
put this in that you need to contact about it. But they should have showed you how to do it. I don't personally know how to do it myself, but they should have showed you how to change things.
Okay, so on the description part, when I go on it shows the little pin in the upper right corner. But when I go to the services section, it shows a red circle with an X through it, like I'm not allowed to change this one. But I am allowed to change description and just about everything else I can change, while search phrases I cannot change. And that's what I need. I need to add residential generator repair. Well, actually residential and commercial, because before I came back to HVAC, I was doing diesel generator repair for 3 years. So if I could get some of that work, that would bring in great money. So that's some things I need to add is generator repair. Now, I'm not a generator dealer, so I'm not going to advertise sales, but just repairs on generators.
Okay, absolutely. So I just notated all of that, so they should, they should be getting back to you within 24 hours. We will be closed on Tuesday, on Monday, so there might be a possibility that they may not get back to you about it until Tuesday. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'll be relaxing anyway all weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. So Darren, if any other marketing company calls you, just, you know, my best suggestion is just to say, hey, I'm working with somebody. Leave me alone. So,
well, and I did that, and I mean, they are very persistent. I don't know if you're from California, but there's something in the water in California. I mean, they are, I mean, I remember as soon as I opened my business, I started getting these things that you put up on the wall for the equal protection employment stuff. And they just kept sending it and tried to charge me very deceitfully, tried to charge $300 and even, and then 2 weeks later, $300.01.
Oh, and wow.
I was like, what the hell? And they just kept sending this stuff. Like, you know, I'm a one-man business. I don't need all this stuff. But anyway, but the people in California, they are relentless. But you're right. You know, it sounded like a cute girl got on the phone and she walked me through everything and made me believe that she had the better deal. But you know, I'm glad you called, because as long as I'm not obligated to respond to these leads and I'm not going to lose money, because if I respond to it, I'm sure, you know, I'll get it and I'll make money off of it. You know, so.
Well, again, like I said, the only thing that qualifies a lead is if they're asking about a price or setting an appointment. So let's say they're calling outside of your service area that you get to set. That would be considered a disqualified lead. If they're, you know, if they're asking about something you don't do, let's say they call you and you miss the call and you call them back and they already found somebody. You know, stuff like that, all of that would be considered, you know, a disqualified lead. And with our program, it just automatically disqualifies it. So since all the calls are recorded, it just does it automatically. You don't have to worry about fighting for like a credit back from, you know, Google. Like, you know, I know with Home Advisor, they give you credits back, right? But it can be really difficult to do that. But since there's those strict guidelines for Google on, what qualifies a lead through Google Guaranteed, with our program, it just automatically does it for you. So you don't have to worry about any of that. Now, again, like I said, if you're not looking to take on leads, then, you know, just let them know you want to turn them off for the month and you won't be charged anything. So, you know, that.
So if I leave them turned on and I don't have time to respond for some reason or another, is that different than turning them off totally?
Well, again, when they call, right, they'll be calling and there's like a notification that comes through that says like Google, right, in some way. So, you know, it's a Google guaranteed lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have time, then I would just let them know that off the bat. Like, I'm sorry, I don't have time for this.
Okay,
you know,
so they're gonna physically call me and not send a text or an email.
No, they will be calling you directly through Google Guaranteed. So they'll see your listing on Google Guaranteed and call you directly.
So let me tell you how Angie's system works. They send me a notification and says, we have a possible HVAC install in this city. And then I'll say I'm interested, and then they'll send the homeowner my information, and if he's interested in me and chooses to contact me, then I pay for the lead.
Right.
And I had to fight to get that. I went back and forth with them, and they basically begged me to stay on board. But I got my money back from them. Anyway, it worked out. And the way that works, that's great, because I know this homeowner is going to choose me, and I'm not going to get charged unless he chooses me.
Right.
You know, which is, you know, that's a pretty good system, you know.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's really, Darren, it's because Google is the best, you know, it's the top search engine in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're going to have a lead generation service, they're going to make theirs the best, which is why, you know, when people qualify for it, it's always going to be the thing that I'm going to suggest first and foremost. You know, so I love Google Guaranteed. I love what it's doing for companies. You know, again, it is really more about the quality than the quantity. So it's about getting those quality calls in, instead of just, you know, a bunch of calls that may not be anything. So
let me ask you this. When you're going on a call from Google, you see with Angie's List, I don't know if they vet the homeowner in any kind of way, but one thing I want to avoid is going to someplace and not getting paid. So my question is it normal for me to send an invoice to a new customer to pay a certain percentage on the service call before I get there? Is that unheard of, or is that not common practice?
I wouldn't say so. No, I would, like, typically the contractors I talk to, they charge like a service fee, right? When they go out there just to see it. And then most of the time they'll add that to the price of what they're charging. So if they end up doing the job, right? So they charge the service fee. And if they do the job, then they'll discount that from whatever the price is for the job. That's just most of the people that I talk to, that typically that's something they'll do. I mean, cause you want to always make sure, like, secure the job, right? So, I mean, charging a service fee is definitely something normal for sure. I'd say a lot of people do that.
I mean, I could pretty much talk to someone and see where they live and determine if it's going to be a good call. But I work for somebody that would collect the card information, somebody's card information before they went out. Which was a good idea, you know.
Yeah, I would say so.
But I don't collect any card information. All I do is send an invoice, and they just pay it. So I never see a card information.
Have you had, like, problems with that? Like, people not paying
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if it's a new customer, you know, I have been on calls with other companies where you get out there, and we did work, and it was a Russian couple, and they just took off before we left,
and
just left us there. Yeah,
what?
They just took off from the house. Yeah, and
did you call the police?
Couldn't get in touch with them. Well, I don't know what the owner eventually did. I guess he had to put a lien on their house, but we redid a bunch of duct work, and they just left. Yeah, so I couldn't afford to lose a whole day and materials. But anyway, I was just curious. That's just something that everybody faces, I guess.
I mean, you know, being a business owner, it does have some challenges, obviously, but nothing worth it is easy, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to be making a ton more money than I do. So, my dad, he worked in HVAC, and he never owned a business, but he did really well for himself, you know, just working in HVAC. I mean, he was able to buy a home. Now he's retired and, you know, traveling the country and in an RV. He sold his home and, you know, I mean, I think it's a really respectable business. You know, it's just, I feel like most people that work in HVAC are very, like, level-headed, kind of, you know, just, I don't know, sensible people. you know, there's just something about you guys that are just, like, very, like, sensible to the point. You kind of see the world in a way that you can make decisions that are ultimately going to benefit you the best. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
well, I'm glad. I'm impressed that you said that. That's great because I feel the same way. I mean, you know, you have to be you have to be smart to be in this business and to understand refrigeration. I mean, it took me years to really finally understand it the way I do now.
Yeah.
And now I can learn the more complicated systems much easier and figure them out much quicker than what I used to. But that only comes with time.
Right.
You know, and you got to want it. I mean, if somebody just comes here to make a check and he doesn't want to learn anything, he's not going to learn it and he'll never advance, you know. But anyway, I'm glad I did. I'm glad I stuck to it.
Yeah, yeah, I am too. You know, Darren, I really like you. I've always enjoyed talking to you every conversation we've had. So,
me too.
I'm glad you're sticking with the Google Guaranteed, and I was able to explain it a little bit better. If you have any questions, you have my extension and phone number. So just call me at my extension if you need anything. You know, and Ivan will take care of you. You know, he's definitely the one in charge of the Google Guaranteed. As far as I know at this point, let me see. So, I did ask them what the last thing they needed from you. Hold on.
So I'll tell you about this review thing. You know,
okay.
I'm not going to beg a customer. I'm going to send him the link one time. And, you know, I just sent out another one. I just finished a system replacement yesterday. And, I've got to go back to his house when they get a part in, but I'm going to ask him again. But, you know, that'll be number three. They said they had two of them that were submitted and accepted.
Okay.
And I've given it to at least 10 people.
Okay. Well,
but,
so
you know, when it comes to reviews.
Well, yeah. With the reviews, Darren, I mean, you can get those from anybody. Like, if you have, like, a spouse or something, I mean, you don't have to get them from customers. I mean, I'd say for, you know, authenticity, like, to be authentic, you know, it's always nice to get them from clients. But just to kind of get this moving along, you know, if you already have a couple submitted from clients, then, you know, you can definitely get them submitted from anybody,
okay.
You know. You don't,
okay,
don't
well, you know, and I thought I could probably get away with that, but I didn't. But I will tell you that I can get quite a few people that I know with Google accounts to submit something. So
yeah.
If that's okay, you know, even if I've done work for them in the past, it doesn't have to be a current customer, does it?
No, no. Because
I've got friends and friends and relatives that I've done work for in the past. I'll just get them, and
yeah,
I'll try to get
link.
That knocked out because I'm ready to get this ball rolling.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. So that's the last thing they need from you. So and then just send that to anybody you can that you feel comfortable
okay.
with. You know, and then we can get this all started. Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds good. So Happy New Year, Jesse, and
you
thank
too.
You for calling.
Yeah, Darren, I hope you have a great New Year. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Again, if you need anything, just call me directly, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Jesse.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.